here.
Is this on? Hey, it is. Hi, Brooke.
Is this on? Is this on?
Is this on?
Hi, Brooks.
Hi, Phil.
Long time no
Hi,
see.
Hi, Brooks.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I don't like this microphone.
I've been drinking.
You
want
to
I don't
trade?
Like mine either.
No, that's okay.
I've been drinking a lot of Budweiser.
Hello. Testing. One. Testing the monitors.
Technical difficulties. So
Tentacle difficulties. Testicle difficulties.
Testicle difficulties.
Your lyrics are so vulgar.
You think so?
Yes.
I've been told that before, but mostly by old ladies.
Brooks, I think you're the first person who's played here who's gotten people to actually like move closer to the stage.
I force them. That's my strategy. I put the chairs down there. And so
you moved the chairs yourself?
That was our strategy.
Yes,
the chairs
were there.
Okay, that's a good idea.
I'm a sit-down band.
You're classified as a band?
Yeah.
So if anybody stands up, you say, can you please sit down?
Does everybody ask me?
Please be seated.
Oh, you're a musician. What band are you in? I just tell them my name. I'm in Brooks West. Yeah, who's in that band?
Please be seated.
I don't know. There's like a couple guys.
This guy named Brooks. And
I tell him I forgot the name.
Brooks 1 and Brooks 2?
Yeah, there's Brooks 1 and this 2. There's a guy named Mike in the band. Mike who? I forget his last name.
Mike Hunt. It's Phil's brother.
Never get tired of that one.
I'm just trying to keep up to
There's
the same
guy named Richard
humor
in
level.
The band too.
Richard?
Yeah, we've got Mike Hunt and Richard in the band.
Dick.
Yeah, Dick. Yeah. Well, that's what his friends call him.
Anywho.
Anywho's.
So, Brooks, did you ever wear Brooks tennis shoes?
I'm wearing them now.
Are you now?
They are Brooks tennis shoes.
Well, and really,
they still made them.
Really,
yeah, they do.
Really, any
these
pair
are,
he wears.
These are the Hydro Flows.
I remember having Brooks tennis shoes when I was in about third or fourth grade.
What made you stop?
I don't know. Where do you get them? I don't even know where you get them.
I got mine at Kohl's.
Kohl's? Okay, I'll have to check.
Really, any pair of shoes he wears are Brooks tennis shoes.
Well,
yeah, except these motherfuckers gave me an ingrown toenail, and I got it removed last week. I got my ingrown toenail fixed with a podiatrist.
Okay, well,
so I'm still wearing them.
I think we could offer a contest if anybody's listening.
What's the contest?
They could send a photo of themselves wearing Brooks tennis shoes.
And if they're naked.
And then Yahtzeen will give them a...
Since there's no computer monitor, I don't think
the computer, it's not on the internet right now.
It's not.
No,
oh,
there's no computer here.
Cast?
Yes, it's being re... It's being taped before a live studio audience.
This is kind of a
everybody laughed really hard, so we got a laugh track here.
Where's the applause sign?
Yeah, there we go.
So, you know, Brooks, the last time I saw you play was when you sang the Star Spangled Banner at the Red Hawks game.
No way.
And that was a long time ago.
Yeah, 4,000 people was sold out.
The last time I saw you sing was in the parking lot across the street.
I made 30.
That's quite a difference.
I made like $8.35 down there.
In the parking lot or at the Red Hawks?
Yeah, I've even had a couple of those bums that are always heckling you for change. They give me a couple bucks.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
those guys got a lot more money than it looks like they got.
Of course they do.
That's part of the scheme.
That's the beauty of the whole thing.
Yeah, Red Hawks, baseball.
You know, when I was in New York, I saw a woman asking for money who was wearing better clothes than I was. She was like, she didn't look poor at all. I think she probably, like, you know, got a lot of money out there panhandling.
She was casing you for a mugging, dude. Yeah.
You know, if you can find the work, it's good work, I hear.
I suppose. Yeah. But, you know.
That's why unemployment's so low in Fargo, because they count those people.
Dude,
as being employed, yeah.
Asking for change. 8 hours a day. Duly employed.
Duly employed.
Down in the cities on Sunday, some guy asked me for 50 cents to get back to Duluth with.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
I got 50 cents to get back to Duluth with.
That's kind of what he said.
That was me.
That's all he insisted. That's all he needed, though.
What have you been doing with your music lately, Brooks? Like, what have you been doing?
I've been playing a lot of shows for crowds about like this. I have been networking.
Have you?
I know people all over the face of the earth still.
Have you been, like, playing out at all?
I've been playing a lot. I've been playing in Minneapolis a little. I've been playing in Duluth.
Okay.
I'm going to Chicago in September and
wow.
and Wisconsin. I'm going to both of those places.
Cool.
I'm not kidding. You guys laugh like it's a joke. I'm really going out there.
So, really, back to something you said earlier, you're not a band because Fargo bands don't do that.
Fargo, they play in the terminal. Fargo bands play in the terminal in Minneapolis.
Fargo bands that have moved to Minneapolis.
Where do you play when you go to Minneapolis?
I've played at the Fine Line a couple times, but those are like new band night shows. Those aren't like Fine Line big shows.
Okay.
And I play at this joint on the West Bank called the Red Sea, and they have like, it's kind of like the 7th Street Entry.
Okay.
Kind of like place, you know, like really, really dark and shoddy booze.
Okay.
So I play there.
Do they have a unisex bathroom that's like really filthy?
The bathroom is nicer than the 7th Street Entry. And I played a little coffee house called the Anodyne. And where else have I played there? That's pretty much it. Those like three places.
Okay.
St. Cloud.
St. Cloud, huh?
You Java joint.
Okay. Did you get a good crowd at the Java joint?
Fuck no, I went there this one time. I went to the Java joint and this super nice kid opened up for me, but you know, he wasn't like that great, you know, and there was only like 10 people there to begin with. And he ran them all out of there. Everybody. They even paid and left.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
Yeah, he, you know, nice guy.
Was
but
he a solo artist like
you? He sure was.
Okay.
I pride myself, you know, like when you're not running people out of the place in folk music, that's a big deal.
Well, let's see.
This is actually our second interview with Brooks.
When did you guys do one before?
We did that bike interview that one day. Remember when we were biking?
Oh, we were just talking.
Well, it's kind of like an interview, though.
It's kind of like
we talked about touring and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, because you were on tour like about that time.
Yeah,
he told us a bunch of really good tour stories.
Going out for another tour.
Oh yeah, I stayed with a transsexual in Oregon. Did I tell you about that?
I don't remember that one.
Transsexual in Oregon.
Was it a he to she or a she to he?
It was a he to she. It was like 50 years old, and it was the most fucked up thing I've ever seen.
Did
not just the transsexual part.
Did she show you?
No,
anything?
We didn't ask any questions. We didn't ask any. You don't want to touch any funny buttons with that,
know? You kind of wonder if they're like, want to see my scar.
Well, yeah, sure. You wonder. You want to ask, but you just can't ask. But the fucked up thing is the he to she had a previous life where, well, of course they do. You know, they have a life before and after. But in the before life, when she was a he. He had a baby with another woman, and the girl was like at the point of our stay in Oregon, the girl was like 19, had he was like 3, had a 3-year-old kid named Nehemiah. Great kid living in the most fucked up environment because the mom was like 19 at the time, and she worked at the Jack in the Box.
Oh,
I'm not making any of this up. And the dad. Get this, it was a Jehovah's Witness who worked at a liquor store. We had a Jehovah's Witness dad having babies out of wedlock with a 19-year-old girl that works in the Jack in the Box with a transsexual grandma / grandpa with a gray hair, receding hairline, ponytail. It was rich.
Are you gonna do that song in the second set?
It seems to me like transsexuals always have big noses.
No.
That's probably a bad
No,
thing.
But did have a really square jaw.
Square jaw.
Square jaw. Broad shoulders.
Okay.
And
well,
a vagina.
For some reason, whenever I like see a... they kind of have a man nose, you know? Like,
yeah. Well, I wonder why.
They
don't do much with the nose, Phil.
Yeah, I guess they don't.
They spend most of the time.
They hammer and reshape the thing.
They spend a lot more time below the waist there.
So.
Yeah, that's where you do the serious work. That's where all the gender architecture is.
No, I'd just like a female nose, please.
Just a female.
Give me the
just,
tits and the
just,
nose.
That's what
just
Jackson
fix my nose.
Well, actually, Michael Jackson has like a...
To the best of our knowledge, she does.
I've noticed that I've been growing breasts, but but my nose hasn't changed yet.
Brooks is the most entertaining interviewer so far.
I'm getting a little bigger around the breasts and the ass, but my nose is just gigantic. I still look like a man.
Oh, God. Hormone jokes. So, what else have you been doing? You got any recording things done? Or
well, I've been recording with...
I heard him say something about a tape.
Yeah, well, the tape right now is a result of the partial recording that I've done with Zespi, because he's a busy, busy man, as everyone knows. So we've been, like, recording, and I recorded some of that with this guy that lives in Nashville now. He lives up here, and he's a bluegrass guy, and he plays jazz, and he played some mandolin and some guitar and some upright bass, and we recorded some crickets for the for one song.
Buddy Holly?
Not those crickets.
Ah.
The crickets we recorded were small and black, and we didn't pay them.
Oh,
that sounds like a terrible racial joke. But it wasn't supposed to be.
Oh.
That's okay.
Maybe
you're the screwdriver of folk people.
I'm the screwdriver of folk people. I can put that
we
on a shirt, Phil. Thanks.
The screwdriver.
Oh, no.
No, that's not.
Oh, we're kidding.
You don't have to worry about
that. No, like small isn't like an inch long. Not as in 5'1".
You got a new mic. I don't think it's working.
There we go.
There we go.
There we go. I can hear it. It's on. But,
So what about, you said something about a CD, too.
Yeah, we're making a CD. We're trying to make it. We're going to try to get a CD. We got, like, 3 of the songs pretty done. And, you know, whatever, dude. You know.
So you kind of are the folk scene in Fargo.
I'm the folk scene. Brenda Wyler moved away.
Yeah.
It's all mine, dude.
Before it was like you.
It's all mine!
So like you're you command this like giant.
You seem to have the market cornered here.
Yeah, I get a couple people in.
Is this a typical crowd for a show usually, or do you get like quite a few sometimes?
This is a typical crowd for an unadvertised show.
Okay,
or
but if you
barely advertised show.
If you advertise it pretty well, do you get a pretty good turnout?
Sometimes I play the Civic.
Okay.
You know, I opened up for Bob Mould at the Civic.
You did not.
No, I didn't.
You're lying.
That's a lie. No, like, yeah, I don't know, like 30 people. 30 people is a good crowd for folk music, you know.
Well, plus you're the only guy playing. You get all the money, right?
Yeah, you know it. Like,
well,
you know,
what
if
about,
you got a band.
What about the mic guy?
And you probably don't really need
guy?
A big
yeah.
sound system.
Doesn't Mike get paid?
Well, after the mic, I get all the money. Wow. Like, you know, if you're in a band and you get $100, you know, then you only get $33 if you're in a 3-piece band. But if you're a folk singer and you're all by yourself, you get that whole $100.
So what do you do when you're not playing guitar?
I work at a job.
Do you care to talk about what you do for a living while
It's at Fargo's swankiest restaurant, the Radisson.
Okay.
Ooh.
I haven't been there
for
a long time.
I know how to tie my own tie.
I only go to the Radisson when we have meetings there for my job. But that we haven't had one there
for a
long
time. How do you find
the
service?
I find it pretty damn good.
You eat a lot of the rolls?
Well, see. Well, no. Like, last time I was there for a meeting, it was at the end of the day, and we all had drinks afterwards, you know, like, the boss goes, okay, first round's on me, you know. That
yeah.
Sort of thing. So
we got good booze up there too.
Yeah, I was
a
pretty
terrible
impressed.
Beer selection.
Yeah,
great
the beer
booze.
Selection wasn't the greatest, but you know they can make a nice gimlet there. That's all I require of a bar is if they can make a nice gimlet.
They can. And if you're nice to the bartenders, there's not much gimlet in it, you know.
There's not much lime.
Not much lime at all.
That's a good gimlet.
There's like a wedge of lime and some gin.
Well, see, I don't really like those kind of gimlets. I like a little bit of lime.
Well, I'm an alcoholic, so I love them, Phil.
Oh, yeah. I like a little bit of roses and lime in there, enough to turn it a little yellow.
Right on.
So, I don't know, you guys got any other questions you want to ask me?
Well, Phil?
Where do you find the inspiration for these songs? Transsexuals in Oregon? Portland?
Have
wherever?
You written a song about
is
that
there
yet?
A song
no,
about
I haven't.
That's screaming like, to have a song.
I know it is. Like, I've had a couple experiences that are screaming. Like, that one is totally screaming. Like, you know, you sleep on the floor at a transsexual's house. Well, actually, the house wasn't owned by the transsexual. The transsexual was house-sitting for these two, like quite a little bit past middle-aged hippies out there. And this was in Eugene.
Ah,
and,
that
so,
explains
like,
a lot.
I
yeah,
know somebody
well,
in Eugene.
We were in Portland the night before we were supposed to go down there, and we decided to stay the night in Portland, but we were calling to tell them so they wouldn't stay up and wait for us to drive into town. And I get this woman on the phone, and you know, and she's like,
"Hello, Brooks."
No, it was I didn't get the transsexual on the phone. I got the
Brooks,
the hippie wife. I got the hippie wife on the phone, and you know, and she gets on the phone, and I go, "Yeah, well, this is Brooks, and I was, you know, with the guys that were coming down, and we were hoping we could stay with you guys, but I just want to call and let you know we weren't going to be there." And she's like, "Oh, well, whatever. We're just like up pretty much all the time, and so." When you just come down, you just bring your shit and whatever, you know. Like, you guys, when you guys get to the house, you know, we got a lot of space and big chairs. So whatever you guys want to do, and I mean whatever you guys want to do, that's cool. You know, you guys just come down and you just chill, okay? So when you get here...
The transsexuals, you know, they never have a problem with what you want to do.
No.
They're pretty open about, you
exactly.
know, things like...
When you just get here, you just throw your shit on the ground and you just sit back in one of these chairs, and I mean, if you guys want to get high or whatever it is, you know, you guys just feel free, you know, because we've had bands stay here before, you know, and they were, like, really cool. And she's like, we're not going to be there, but Serena's going to be there watching the house. And Serena was the transsexual.
Oh, Serena was the transsexual.
What was her name before?
I have no idea. I didn't ask, but I would assume it's like, Steve or Sean or something. But, you know, and she's like, we're taking the boat down to Belize. So... Whatever, we're going to be gone. So Serena will be there, and she'll let you in, and she'll show you the shit and whatever. But we're going to be gone. We're taking the boat down to Belize, and we go down there every year, whatever. And we just, you know, we go down there and shoot the shit and do our shit and whatever. So if you guys just want to come and hang out at the house for a couple days and do some shit or whatever, that's cool.
Do
you know, yeah. You know, and they were like really, really cool about it. You know, of course we didn't do any shit. You know, but you know, it was cool. But of course not. We did not do any shit. No, we were cool. The dudes I was with on the tour were pretty straight laced.
Okay.
I didn't do anything wrong on that trip.
Well, do we have anything else still, or should
I think
we
I'm satisfied.
Get back to his adoring audience?
All right. Well, I'll go back and I'll play some more songs then.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, bro.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.